At Medevichi Hatchery, about 950,000 Chinook fry were killed on Friday when a closed valve stopped water flow through a freshwater raceway. The hatchery is managed by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSERA. Steve Reifenstuhl is NSERA's general manager.
People spend their life and their whole career raising fish, and when something like this happens, it's like a death in the family. This is not taken lightly, and it's a real tragedy for everyone involved, and it affects fisheries in the future.
NSERA raises about 4 million Chinook at Medvici, about half of which are in an experimental saltwater zero-check system.
So zero-check is a Chinook that stays in the hatchery or in a freshwater system for less than a year.
About 100,000 of those fish have been moved back up to freshwater raceways so far.
We're going to let that go for 2 days and make sure those fish acclimate properly and are healthy. And then if that is successful, we'll move up the remainder to make approximately 1 million fry up in the freshwater raceways, and then we'll grow those out to one-check smolt.
The reason, Reifenstuhl says, is that one-check smolt, or fish that have been in the hatchery system for longer than a year, have a higher rate of marine survival. Reifenstuhl says NSERA's program has been in operation for 30 years and has never had this problem before. In a separate incident at the Sheldon Jackson hatchery, some 120,000 Chinook and 120,000 coho were killed. That's according to Jim Sealand, vice chairman of the board for the Sitka Sound Science Center, which runs the hatchery. Sealand says the loss occurred when the hatchery's water intake valve in Indian River became blocked.
We have an alarm system in the head tank down there at the hatchery, and when the level drops, there's a sensor in there that's supposed to trip the alarm, and the alarm should dial us. It's hooked up to a phone dialer because no one lives on the site.
Sealand says for whatever reason, the alarm sent out its warning too late on Monday morning. Staff responded within 10 minutes, but the damage had been done.
I can't bring them back to life. You look at a catastrophe like this, and it's not good at all. And you look at, well, what went wrong, and not to be placing blame, but so you can learn and make sure it doesn't happen again. That's what we do. You can't go backwards.
Sealand says about 5,000 fish were saved and that the hatchery had already released millions of chum and pink salmon earlier this year, which kept the damage from being completely catastrophic. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.